non-bank financial institutions regulatory authority, NBFIRA, contributes to the financial stability of the local economy by regulating and supervising the non-bank financial institution sector, which comprises of the following industries: capital markets, insurance, medical aid, lending activities, retirement fund industries, as well as virtual asset service providers. NBFIRA fosters, amongst others, the safety and soundness of regulated entities, the reduction and deterrence of financial crime, as well as consumer protection. Join me now, Tlaselo, on The Business Crawl, the show that impacts business, policy, investment opportunities, and trade on Gaps FM at 1330 hours to 1400 hours Central Africa time, powered by the Non-Bank Financial Institutions Regulatory Authority, NBFIRA.
Yes, now Tlaselo's on the line. Good afternoon and welcome to The Business Crawl on a Tuesday. Over to you, partner.
Thank you so much, partner. A good afternoon. Let me take this time to welcome all development partners who have tuned in. I roll with Dollar Mac until the top of the hour. Take note that this show is powered by NBFIRA. Now, we're going to take it a bit backward before we get into today's business. You'll take note that we did talk about the regulation and supervision of lending activities in Botswana. This topic, partner, in a trigger, you know, a lot of interest from our listeners. So there were quite a number of questions that rolled in through our Facebook page on The Business Crawl. So just before we get into today's business, we'll just like Tepo Gaisa, who took us through the very same topic, to actually give feedback to our listeners on this. Welcome, Tepo.
Good afternoon now, and Dollar Mac.
Good afternoon, Tepo.
Good afternoon, Tepo. So we had quite a number of questions here. So in just 5 minutes, let us just take this time to give feedback in 5 minutes before we get into today's business. I'll just get right into the questions or comments. Yangwit looks like it was a comment. It says, we understand that Botswana is an open market, but being an open market doesn't mean there shouldn't be control measures, especially when we see that Botswana are being exploited. NBFIRA should be able to set a limit with regards to the interest rates, as much as they can set a maximum figure like 5%, they should be able to set a maximum figure for interest rates and not to say that people should shop around. Botswana are being exploited, and that's why some fall into depression, some even end up killing themselves. This is also a root cause to abusers, especially men, because they're the ones who borrow more. Can we deal with the root causes, please, and regulate as per your mandate? So it's a comment, but would you like to make some clarification just in case the person who sent this maybe didn't get some of the pointers? Would you like to just make clarification on this?
Okay, I think the issue here is the charging of interest rates.
Yes. Kindly raise your voice a bit, Tepo.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Just so you're more audible.
Okay. NBFIRA's approach regarding the determination of interest rates by macro lenders is to not be prescriptive, but rather allow market forces, that is, issues of demand and supply, to determine the interest rates charged. Ours is to make the market more competitive by allowing Botswana to open micro lending businesses and issue loans.
This approach. All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Yes.
Should I go on?
Yes. Yes, you can go on.
Okay. So this approach is also used in several jurisdictions in the SADC region, as some have learned of the negative effects of interest rate caps from experience. For example, Zambia introduced interest rates in 2018, and they decided to revoke the caps in 2015. Kenya also introduced the caps in 2016, and these were repealed in 2019. Research has indicated that in some jurisdictions where regulators have placed a ceiling on interest rates, this has had a detrimental effect on the industry as it curtailed the growth of the sector.
Right. Thank you, Tepo. The other comment was, okay, they say if you want to hide something from an African, hide it in a book. Botswana don't read. Africans don't read. These microlenders have seen our weaknesses. Okay, the other one suggests that NBFIRA should do a call center where they can assist with such matters. The call center will not be taking away lawyers' work. You'll just be giving the very same tips, which you'll just be giving away the same tips which we are hearing on radio. I am an educated person with masters, by the way. Do not think I'm an ordinary person sending this message. The other one, Tepo, let me just say, the other one, microlenders are touching our property. What are you saying about this? Barizela property, in the contracts, are all contracts legal? Because some are called contracts, but yet they are not. Okay? Would you like to give feedback on this?
We'll start with the one, your property. I think we had already discussed in our previous session that...
Tepo, your line is very, very low. We're struggling to hear you where you are. Please try and raise case. But you can try and just speak a little bit up a bit so we can hear you, please.
Okay,
thank you.
Can you hear me now?
It's much better, yeah.
Okay. So I'll start with the first one, Yahupana property. In our initial session, we talked about pawning of property that is prohibited. It's not allowed as per the NBFIRA Act. And then the other question was on call centers. Our team is available at our offices. You can reach us through our phone lines or reach us through emails. We also have a dedicated line for whistleblowing that consumers can use.
Okay. The last one. Okay, why is NBFIRA and Khabaroni only yet given such a broad mandate? Okay. No, that's fine. Is NBFIRA and Khabaroni only? Are there any branches, platforms? I believe also BOA will be able to share with us also at a later stage. Maybe at this point, let me say thank you, Tepo. Thank you for joining us today and giving our listeners feedback on the previous episode. That was titled The Regulation and Supervision of Lending Institutions in Botswana. I'd just like to say, those who would like to continue to ask questions on this one, you will engage with Tepo at NBFIRA to further share much more information. We get into today's business, partner?
No, I'm here.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you, Tepo. We'll go for a short break and return.
Thank you.
The Non-Bank Financial Institutions Regulatory Authority, NBFIRA, contributes to the financial stability of the local economy by regulating and supervising the non-bank financial institutions sector, which comprises of the following industries: capital markets, insurance, medical aid, lending activities, retirement fund industries, as well as virtual asset service providers. NBFIRA fosters, amongst others, the safety and soundness of regulated entities, the reduction and deterrence of financial crime, as well as consumer protection. Join me now, Tessel, on The Business Crawl, the show that unpacks business, policy, investment opportunities, and trade on Gaps FM at 1330 hours to 1400 hours Central Africa Time, powered by the Non-Bank Financial Institutions Regulatory Authority, NBFIRA.
All right, welcome back to the second segment of The Business Crawl, powered by NBFIRA. Back to you, Neo Tessel.
Sure, partner. Studio time is 13:40. We're getting into today's business. You'll take note that NBFIRA is undertaking a public education initiative to sensitize the public on the role of NBFIRA in combating money laundering, terrorist financing, and proliferation in Botswana. This is what we're unpacking today, and we're happy to have Head of Communications and International Affairs at NBFIRA, Mayor Buan Tebele, and Mayor Dikatso Moteu, who focuses on the AML and the CFT at NBFIRA. You're yet to hear more about what that means. Be a part of this discussion. 14960 is your studio line, or the Business Crawl Facebook page or digital platforms, and NBFIRA, you can drop in your comments and questions on NBFIRA's digital platforms. We continue as such with Dollar Mac until the top of the hour. Let me take this time to welcome our NBFIRA colleagues,
Yes, indeed.
Welcome.
They are on the line. Welcome.
Yes.
Hi.
Boa and Dikatsu on the line.
And Dollar Mac. We are indeed here. And good afternoon to your listeners as well.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Noah and Dollar Mac. Thank you so much for having us. And a very good afternoon to your listeners. Hope you are having a fantastic afternoon.
It sounds so vibey in your office and vibrant. I love the spirit and the mood. Thanks for joining us. Back to you, Neo.
Sure, partner. Let me just engage Mente Bele here to just tell us more about what money laundering, terrorism financing, and proliferation is. What does it mean? And what is the role of NBFIRA in the fight against these in the NBFI sector? Mentebele.
Sure. Thank you, Noel. So money laundering really concerns itself with the attempt to conceal the source of funds. And this is done when the source of funds is of an illegal nature. So that's what we call money laundering. Okay. And then terrorism financing. This is when an individual or an institution is involved in the provision of funds to support terrorist activities. And then proliferation involves itself with financing weapons of mass destruction. And this could mean being involved in financing any part of the supply chain, from manufacturing to transportation, so on and so forth. So all these put together make up what we often hear termed or the acronym used AML, CFTNP, which stands for anti-money laundering and combating the financing of terrorism and proliferation.
Right.
So,
there's already a comment here. I'll just read it out. It says, kindly break down proliferation, such a big word.
So proliferation I've just mentioned, in simple terms, it really means those who participate in financing or involve themselves in the financing of weapons of mass destruction, whether you are financing their production or their transportation or any part of the supply chain of weapons of mass destruction. That is what is called proliferation. So now when it comes to NBFIRA's role in fighting all of this, as you know, we are a regulator. And we rely on two key pieces of legislation, really, that empower us to act in this regard. And that is the Financial Intelligence Act. This act designates regulatory authorities such as NBFIRA, not only NBFIRA, but pretty much all of them, I think. It designates us as supervisors for our specific sectors. And we are charged with ensuring compliance of other entities we regulate, that they comply with AML CFTP requirements. As you know, we are all aware of the, you know, the FATF listing and the EU listing and delisting that we have just come out of. So we are charged with ensuring compliance. And then another key piece of legislation we rely on is the NBFIRA Act. The Act mandates us to deter and reduce financial crime.
Right. Thank you so much. If you just tuned in, we are talking about NBFIRA's role in combating money laundering, terrorist financing, and proliferation in Botswana. You can be a part of this discussion as you SMS 149. So you can comment or ask questions or get into NBFIRA's digital platforms and the BizCloud to partake. As we continue, Mentebele, how does NBFIRA's role differ from the Financial Intelligence Agency and law enforcement agencies when it comes to combating money laundering, terrorism financing, and proliferation in Botswana?
Sure. So as a regulator, as I've just mentioned, we are designated under the Financial Intelligence Act to be a supervisor. So we ensure that the entities in our sector comply with AML CFTP requirements. And one of NBFIRA's mandates in the NBFIRA Act is to contribute to the stability of our local financial system. So as we can imagine now, you cannot, I mean, financial crime works against financial stability. So so by fighting and deterring financial crime, this is an essential part of trying to strengthen and promote our local, the stability of our local financial system. And then the Financial Intelligence Agency, they are mandated to coordinate efforts, anti-money laundering, CFTP efforts for the whole nation of Botswana. So their duties, amongst other things, include receiving and analyzing what you call suspicious transactions.
Right.
Yes, so that's what they do. So we take care or oversee our sector. They oversee Botswana as a whole.
Okay.
And then the last point to touch on is with regard to law enforcement agencies, such as the police and so forth. So they use the intelligence information they receive from the Financial Intelligence Agency to pursue and investigate cases involving suspicious transactions. So what we can see here now is that our three institutions have very distinct but interdependent roles. And that together they work in concert to help Botswana as a whole fight money laundering and other types of financial crime.
Fantastic. I think the distinction is quite clear. Partners?
Yes, I love this time of the show because we always get to learn a lot. And this one is for you, Dikatso. How does NBFIRA regulate and supervise NBFIs for AML or CFTP compliance, Dikatso?
All right. Thank you very much, Dora Mek. So NBFIRA, it does regulate and supervise non-bank financial institutions for anti-money laundering and countering the financing of terrorism and proliferation compliance. So with regards to regulation, as Ms. Boa had mentioned earlier, the regulatory framework that supports NBFIRA's work is the Financial Intelligence Act and the NBFIRA Act. And their associated pieces of legislation. There are secondary pieces of legislation that support the regulatory framework, which we use to supervise our regulated entities. So NBFIRA would supervise the regulated entities to ensure that they comply with the regulatory framework which I have described. So we just supervise regulated entities to ensure that they comply to the Financial Intelligence Act of 2022. So this supervision is done in a number of ways, maybe through inspections. We have on-site inspections whereby we visit entities that we supervise. We visit their premises and to examine their implementation of the Financial Intelligence Act. They are obligated to be compliant with the Financial Intelligence Act. So we visit their premises to examine if they have established controls just to guard against being used for the commission of money laundering or terrorist financing or proliferation financing offenses. We also have offset monitoring, whereby we just review policies and processes of the entities that we regulate. We also vet their anti-money laundering compliance officers. We also have what we call awareness initiatives, which are periodic industry engagements, where we just visit our regulated entities across the country to just speak with them on their obligations under the Financial Intelligence Act or under AML CFT standards.
Now, Dikatso, please kindly tell us why are customers regularly required to submit the updated information to NBFIs for your KYC purposes?
Yes. Okay. Thank you, Dola Meg.
M.
KYC, as you might know, or know your customer, as how you often call it, is part of what we call as customer due diligence. Customer due diligence is a term that is referred to under the Financial Intelligence Act of 2022. So customer due diligence is basically the process where relevant information about a customer is collected and evaluated for any potential risk of commission of a financial offense, be it a money laundering offense, a proliferation financing offense, or a terrorist financing offense. So you might find that terrorist financing, it tends to conceal the destination of funds, and money laundering, it tends to just conceal the origins of funds. So the Financial Intelligence Act, it requires non-bank financial institutions to conduct customer due diligence or to conduct KYC. So So they have to identify their customers by obtaining accurate and current information from their customers, which is KYC. So this is why the non-bank financial institutions regularly request customers to come and complete KYC forms and to submit supporting identification documents, be it your OMANG, your source of income, your proof of address. So that's KYC.
And what are the possible penalties for entities or consumers who do not comply with KYC requirements?
Okay. All right. For entities, by failure to adhere to customer due diligence requirements or KYC requirements, entities can face enforcement action, which is proportional to the act of non-compliance. So the Financial Intelligence Act, it has penalties for contraventions to provisions given under the Act. So, for example, if an entity fails to conduct customer due diligence or if it fails to identify a customer, that entity can be charged up to 1 million bula for failing to identify a customer. So for a customer or for consumers of financial products, for failing to comply to CDD requirements, which is customer due diligence requirements, or know your customer or KYC requirements, they can find their account or business relationship with that particular financial institution getting terminated. Or also they might face a monetary penalty or even imprisonment in the instance where there is a section given under the Act if a customer or a person transacts business with an NBFI or a financial institution using false identification. That person commits an offense and is liable to a fine not exceeding 500,000 bula or to imprisonment for a term not exceeding 10 years or to both.
Yeah. Right, thank you so much. Any parting words of advice for our listeners, Mentebele?
Yes, thanks, Nell. We just like to, I just like to remind our listeners that as customers, they have a responsibility to exercise their due diligence over their own personal financial transactions, as my colleague has just been elaborating and explaining. So it's important that they ensure that they are well informed about who they are entering into a transaction with, whether this be an individual or a company. And this is crucial because we want to equip our listeners and the public out there to be able to minimize the potential of them being used for money laundering purposes without their knowledge. So they must ensure that they ask the right questions and just do enough interrogation. Don't just partner with people or accept propositions that involve financial transactions when you are not well informed about the full nature of those transactions.
Right. We already have about a few questions rolling in, but saying NBFIRA on the Facebook page, we should be able to share how we will, give feedback on those particular questions. Where can members of the public find more information on the AML or the CFTP obligations, Mentebele?
Absolutely. There is information on our website, www.mbfira.org.bw. We also encourage them to visit the Ministry of Finance website. They will find a page there that is dedicated to the Financial Intelligence Agency and the relevant acts and regulations and information. We also encourage them to have a look at the United Nations Security Council website because it lists individuals and entities that have been sanctioned by the UN. This means that these individuals and entities are not to be transacted with. If you transact with them, it will be something that is illegal.
Right.
So again, in the spirit of encouraging our customers to be empowered with information and knowledge as they maneuver the financial world.
Right. We're left with 3 minutes. Mebowa, would you kindly share how the public can further engage NBFIRA? It's been a wonderful first season with NBFIRA for the past 3 months.
about how many weeks has it been, partner?
It has been 3 months. We started in April. And we've been at it every fortnight since then.
Yes, every fortnight. So it has been our season one with NB Fira, you know, undertaking a public education initiative, bringing to you live sessions. And we have really unpacked quite a number of diverse subject matters within NB Fira's role. So if you'd like to continue this discussion, you will take note that NB Fira and the Business Claw have been sharing quite a number of episodes. For the sake of those who are not able to listen to others, please do go back to the digital pages. I want to believe there will be a refreshment of all the episodes on the digital platforms. Please continue to engage with NB Fira, ask the questions, you know, comment, and, you know, interaction will continue as well on the digital platforms. And me and Tebele will close off with which contacts to continue to reach NB Fira on. And the Business Call will continue to also refresh with the previous episodes. And we'll let you know if there'll be a season two, which we believe will be next time with NB Fira. And me and Tebele, you can close off for us.
Sure. Thank you very much, Neo. It's definitely been a pleasure working with you and Dollar Mac and engaging the listeners and being able to share and impart what NB Fira's mandate is. As you know, if I go back to our first episode where we touched on the fact we have a very broad mandate, but we've been able to actually touch on every industry that we regulate. So it's been great. So our listeners can reach us on phone number 3102-595. That's 3102-595. They can email us at info@nbfira.org.bw. And then they can also reach us on our social media platforms. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
And Debele, just to once again, just to remind the listeners that you can get a refreshment of all the episodes from NB Fira and the Business Crawl digital spaces. We will share all the episodes right from the NB Fira mandate to the one that has just been broadcasted today. Otherwise, it has been a good afternoon.
And I think, partner, before you go, it is appropriate for us to give NB Fira a big round of applause for making sure this happens, for schooling the public and letting us know all that we need to know. Thank you so much for protecting us, good people.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you so much. Great. Good afternoon. Partner, I'll be back tomorrow.
The Non-Bank Financial Institutions Regulatory Authority, NB Fira, contributes to the financial stability of the local economy by regulating and supervising the non-bank financial institution sector, which comprises of the following industries: capital markets, insurance, medical aid, lending activities, retirement fund industries, as well as virtual asset service providers. NB Fira fosters, amongst others, the safety and soundness of regulated entities, the reduction and deterrence of financial crime, as well as consumer protection. Join me now, Tlasela, on The Business Crawl, the show that impacts business, policy, investment opportunities, and trade on Gaps FM at 1330 hours to 1400 hours Central Africa time, powered by the Non-Bank Financial Institutions Regulatory Authority, NB Fira.